Welcome back to hour number two in the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We would love to hear from you tonight. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And remember, always check out our podcast page. We have so many amazing hosts right here at our network. So go to yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. We also have an amazing guy that's in the house once again, and that is Andy Pondillo. And I have to wonder, gosh, Andy, I have to share for all the listeners, is growing a beard. And are you wanting to mimic Justin Verlander? I mean, what's the inspiration behind this, Andy?
I'd rather mimic Dallas Keuchel, the Astros ace. It works for him. He wasn't that great of a pitcher pre-beard, but once he started to grow it, he became a Cy Young candidate. So maybe he's my inspiration, or I just let it grow sometimes so my hair gets long and I need a haircut so it all even out soon.
Well, don't you want to mimic Justin in terms of the love life? I mean, Kate Upton, that's not too shabby.
Well, I have a nice girlfriend of my own, so I can't comment on Kate Upton.
Okay, let's quickly get into a recap of opening day. But first and foremost, what do you think is some of the big stories that have happened this past week that you want to share tonight, right off the top?
Well, when talking about baseball, I don't try to make too much of early season numbers because I feel like a lot of people do that. We've seen guys hit, you know, 7 home runs in the first week of the season, then they end up in AAA a month later. But I am pretty impressed with what I've seen from Adrian Gonzalez. His power numbers have been down ever since he joined the Dodgers. And to knock 5 home runs in the first 3 games of the season, certainly impressive. 3 home runs in 1 game. They're going to need a little bit more from him this year. Not to say he didn't have a great season last year. Not to say he hasn't been great in recent years. But I feel like the Dodgers now need him to be that guy, the guy that can take over the game, the guy that can be an MVP candidate, mainly because I find that their order is a little more thin than it's been in years past, especially when you're facing a team like the Padres, who's upcoming. And then, you know, the Giants, they look pretty rough right now, but you just never know with the Giants. They always find a way. They really need Adrian Gonzalez to be that mainstay in the middle of the order.
You know, it's so early, obviously, in the season, a small sample size. Perhaps any of the teams that kind of surprised you a bit, Andy?
No one surprised me too much. I guess the Marlins got off to a slow start, got thumped in their second game. They didn't know how to operate the roof in the first one. I expected them to probably beat the Braves, maybe even sweep that series with the Braves trading their closer, Kimbrel. But, you know, it's a series. Anybody can win in any given day, any given series, and that's just baseball. It's over the long haul. You don't want to get too far down. You don't ever want to get swept. But if you lose a series 2-1, you can always rebound the next series over that.
Well, let's jump in there. Let's talk about the Padres, the Braves, the deal before opening day. What kind of impact can Craig have?
That was an interesting trade, and it really caught everybody off guard. I don't know if anybody in baseball saw that happening. I figured Craig Kimbrel could be on the market this year. The Braves look like they're doing a total rebuild, but I would have expected closer to the trade deadline, let him have another spectacular season, and then try to get max value for him at the trade deadline. However, you could argue they did get max value for him right now, and the fact that they were able to unload Melvin Upton, formerly BJ Upton, they are able to unload his contract. So basically, they forced the Padres to take Melvin Upton, or they're not getting Craig Kimbrel, and they take all of that horrible salary tacked onto the contract. So now the Padres essentially paying $10 plus million to a guy who's going to ride the bench this whole season. I don't know how many at-bats Melvin's going to get in that lineup, but for the fact they could get Craig Kimbrel, they felt it was all worth it. So they get the best closer in all of baseball. They've revamped that entire offense. The Padres definitely do look like a team that can compete, but yet there's still really bad weaknesses with that team, and mainly their defensive skill set out there. I don't like their defensive abilities in the outfield. They don't have a true center fielder, in my opinion. They don't have a true leadoff man. The starting pitching, while it looks good on paper, it isn't playoff tested. It isn't proven, and James Shields just doesn't rock my world in postseason play. So this team, while good, improved, I still kind of put an asterisk by them, and they gave up some hefty prospects. They gave up a second-round pick. They also give up a coming draft pick for this deal to get Craig Kimbrel. So they're going to possibly mortgage the future a little bit.
You know, Andy, you are so spot on. Obviously, Craig Kimbrel, he is the best closer in the game, and you just have to wonder. I mean, the Padres, they're really going to embrace him. Those fans, they've got to be excited about him. You need that kind of guy.
Oh, they definitely will. They haven't had that closing that dominance at the closer position since Trevor Hoffman left. Houston Street spent some time there, was effective. But Craig Kimbrel's as good as it gets in the modern game. After Mariano Rivera left, Kimbrel became the guy. The only threat when you get a closer or any relief pitcher for that instance and you spend top dollar on them, you trade for them, anything of that nature, is these guys as good as they can look at times, they're the ones that seem to always just fall off the map. It's always relief pitchers. You never know exactly what you're going to get. That being said, I think Craig's going to be absolutely phenomenal for them in closing out games.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Andy Pondilla right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is his favorite time of the year, talking some MLB. Reach out to all of our listeners across the country and where they can connect with you, Andy.
They can always connect with me at climbingtowshill.com. That's where I post my podcast, Astro Chat, and then find me on Twitter at AndyYSR.
Okay, anything special that we can look forward to?
Got a new podcast coming out. I've been in the clubhouse with the Astros. I was there on Wednesday evening, all these days kind of run together, and got to talk to AJ Hinch for the first time this year, and y'all definitely have some insight coming up once they get to their next homestand after the Rangers.
Okay, so let's reflect back on opening day, the travesties. I mean, Wrigley Field, I mean, they had nowhere for people to go to the restroom. What was going on with
that? Yes, that's the story of opening week. Yeah, we're talking about the Wrigley Field renovations, a lot of excitement in Chicago, John Lester, but no, we're talking about the lack of ability to use the restroom on opening day. I think the fans should get their money back. It's horrible. There was no...
Amen.
What was there? Mm-hmm. Two bathrooms, I believe, for them to use on each level. Something around that figure. They had to mail in a ton of urinals for the second game. A lot of people think the second game was actually postponed solely for the reason they needed to get the porta potties into the stadium. So, I don't know, Wrigley... Cubs, you know, they've had some struggles in recent years. They're much like the Astros, where they've bottomed their team out and they're starting to come up. You know, people have made jokes of these teams for a long time. Come on, Cubs, you don't want to open yourself up for something like that once again. Wrigley's going to be beautiful once the renovations are done, but it does stink for a fan that's going to pay $70, $80 a ticket, and they're going to have to use a porta potty after they drink a beer.
And it is 2015, right? I mean, how do you not have enough, you know, bathrooms for the fans?
Oh, they're renovating everything. I just can't believe they didn't take that into consideration. I feel like people would sort of understand.
Major oversight.
I think I'd sort of understand that we have temporary restroom situation right now. I just feel like you would have addressed that before opening day, that somebody on this front office would have been like, hey, we don't have enough bathrooms for our guests. And the most disgusting part are the guys that were just urinating into an empty cup of beer during the game. You know, that can lead to a whole other situation of lawsuits. So hopefully they were very secretive about that.
Oh, go leave the ballpark, find a tree, right? Like on the golf course.
Well, I don't know if there's many trees in Wrigleyville, so they're going to be right out in the open.
Okay, Andy Pondilla with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We're going to continue to zero around the MLB. In fact, we're going to be talking about the team right here in our backyard, giving you some news and notes on your Houston Astros. Stay close.